This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden will now be called the National Laboratory of the Rockies. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the name change today. DOE says the new name will reflect the Trump administration's broader visions for the lab's applied energy research. Republican Congressman Gabe Evans has introduced a bill to help military spouses who are also federal employees. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the idea stems from a federal worker who was not granted paid leave when she had to move for her spouse's service.
The bipartisan bill would make paid leave for federal employees in these cases mandatory. It seeks to codify a 2023 recommendation from the Office of Personnel and Management that agencies provide 5 administrative leave days for federal employees who have to move because of their active duty spouse. Right now, however, that recommendation is voluntary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy Band is hosting free public holiday concerts this month. It's a long-running tradition, and this year marks the first time the concerts will be held on Academy grounds. Around 50 vehicles crashed in 2 large pileups Sunday in western Colorado. Colorado State Patrol says the crashes near Gypsum and Glenwood Springs closed the roads for several hours. Sergeant Ivan Alrafado says winter drivers need to be prepared for slick roads and maintain their cars.
Just because it's running, it doesn't mean that it's good enough. It has to have good tires, good brakes, and the tires need to be all-season tires or snow-rated tires, and they have to have good tread.
This is CPR News.